All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. We're going to talk about spoilers for Spider-Man Far From Home. So the biggest thing about Spider-Man Far From Home that it introduces a Spider-Man character or villain, but from the trailer, it leads you to believe possibly the snap opened up different portals to different worlds or different universes. Jake Gyllenhaal mentions this in one of the scenes that, hey, well, this is the 616 universe, which is the primary core Marvel universe, and he's from a different one. But it turns out not to be true.
Or is it true?
The whole aspect about Mysterio being a Stark employee, a disgruntled Stark employee, and trying to get a hold of Edith with his Tony Stark's glasses from Avengers.
See, I'm glad you brought that up first, because that was my main problem with this movie. This is the only thing that prevented me from giving it an 8, because the formula that I'm seeing with Spider-Man movies is that basically he's cleaned up anything Tony Stark has done to other people. In the first movie, it was the Vulture, and they were the cleanup crew for Tony Stark from the Battle of New York. This one, he's basically cleaning up something from his barf technology. He didn't steal, but it was based, I guess, him.
He renamed it, and
Mysterio was pissed off about it. So to me, it's like, is this what Spider-Man's going to be? Basically cleaning up the sins of Tony Stark? To me, is not a very good character development. He needs to branch out on his own. I understood the first one. I understood why that happened. This one, they could have did something different. I mean, not saying it was bad, but just like, it seemed like they're going to continue to go with this pattern. So the next movie is going to be another disgruntled Stark employee, and they're going to go after Peter because he has some type of ties to Tony Stark, which I dislike. I think they need to branch off from this and create Spider-Man as his own individual character instead of playing cleanup man.
How would they tie it to the Marvel Universe? The way it is that Spider-Man movies are tied somehow to MCU outside of Tony Stark. How would they tie it to the Marvel Universe?
But you just answered your own question. Easy. He has a whole plethora of villains. They don't have to do anything with Tony Stark at all. I'm just saying that all the villains so far has some type of ties to Tony Stark.
That didn't answer my own question. I have no idea. That's why I'm asking.
Well, take it fit, because Mysterio, Mike, correct me or you guys correct me, but Mysterio was like a special effects guy, something like that.
I mean, he was special effects, stuntman, all this other stuff.
Yeah, but, so his thing was holograms and special
effects. I'm not saying it doesn't fit. I'm just saying that they should kind of branch off from that.
Well,
he could have been a rival or something, and didn't have to mention Tony, as in Tony doing him dirty.
Yeah, I see something like that. Okay, I got you.
No, I see that, but I think the question would be then is, how would he be a rival with a high school kid? Because you got to tie that in, like Peter's in high school.
A rival to Tony Stark.
But I think the whole thing would be that you would have had to introduce him early for that, and then it's also, he's primarily a Spider-Man character, so why would he show up with an Iron Man movie? See what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, I'm misunderstanding what you're saying.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, okay, like, for example, Iron Man 3.
Right.
Right? Like, the dude that had the extremist technology or whatever. Yeah. Like, you didn't know about him until that movie.
So, I mean, pretty much every Iron Man movie.
So you're saying they could have introduced Jake Gyllenhaal before. Like, maybe even had him show up in Civil War.
How the fact that pretty much every Iron Man villain just wants the Stark technology. And then this one kind of continues on with him wanting the Stark technology.
Exactly. And the thing is, you didn't have to introduce Jake Gyllenhaal or Mysterio before. You didn't have to do that at all. But what I'm saying is that it doesn't have to be a direct tie to Tony Stark. It could have been like, hey, you know, like, this is somewhat of a tie, but not directly. Like, it was a straight up interaction. I had this technology out. Stark came out with this barf thing, and I felt that he stole my idea. Something like that. Not saying, oh, we worked together and he fired. I'm a bitter former employee, so therefore I'm going to use this technology against the world. And then the only reason why I'm using it is because that's the only way people will listen to me, because they only listen to superheroes. Could have been done way better. That's just my opinion. That's the only thing that I didn't like. They set him up, like, in Homecoming, they had Shocker, all these other villains that was actually in the movie, right? They could have had something with them instead of Mysterio, you know? I mean, it still would have tied into Tony Stark. Like I said, all of his villains right now are tied into Tony Stark. Every single one. Like, even Shocker, he's tied into Tony Stark because he worked for Vulture. He was part of the cleanup crew. So everyone is just tied into Tony Stark, which, I mean, I get it. He's the face of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but Jesus, man, back away from it. Like, just away from it.
I think part of the problem was Tony's the one who introduced Spider-Man to the MCU, essentially.
Right.
And so then they carried that on to Homecoming. And I see what you're saying about this, because it does start to wear out. Here's the only thing that I would say to that, though. And the only reason why I think they did it this way for this movie is because it still ties into phase, I guess you want to call one, even though it's technically, I guess, phase four at this point. Because it's all part of that, I think they tied it to Tony. And this, I think, to me, this is the nail in the coffin on the whole Tony Stark thing. I think after this, because of what Happy ended up saying to Peter on the plane about Tony left everything to you because he knew you do everything with it and blah, blah, blah. My question would be, and I guess what I'd be anticipating to see is, where does Spider-Man go from here? And where does Marvel go from here? Because to me now, like I said, after Endgame, you touched on Tony Stark's gone, the world's mourning, he's got memorials everywhere, Peter's like, I see his face, and blah, blah, blah. But according to Feige, this is it for this phase. So to me, this is the nail in the coffin. He's officially buried, he ain't coming back, it's a wrap. So from now on, we shouldn't be getting a bunch of Tony Stark references moving forward. And if they do that, then I think that's why this played out the way it did. If they start keeping on with the Tony Stark thing, then you're absolutely right, Jay. They're just literally beating a dead horse now.
You got to sever the ties, man. You got to cut the cord. I mean, I understand that he was pivotal in the Cinematic Universe. I get it. I understand it. It makes 100% sense for him to be mentioned, but it was just too much for my taste. That is the only issue that I had. And Mysterio was done very well. So curious on how they was going to do this. Like, was he really a hero from a different multiverse? It had me invested because I just wanted to know what and how they were going to do this. So that was well done. And Jake Gyllenhaal, he's a great actor. I was actually like, man, I like Mysterio. Mysterio's kind of cool. Next thing you know, damn. All right. I mean, I'm kind of glad they did that. But it was like, well, he suckered me in too. Because of his acting. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Well, I mean, it's like I knew it was going to happen. But then part of me was like, nah, man. I mean, he's like he's a really good guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I feel like I got manipulated in the film. But and then also the effects between when they were fighting one another, like in the illusions, that was well done.
Yeah.
That was very well done. It kind of reminded me of like Scarecrow in Arkham video games. I was very impressed by that. I was like, okay, is this real? This not real? And I mean, to the point, they did it so well that even like Peter, of course, he was just like, oh, are you real? Are you like, what's this? But then another issue I had, they cleaned it up afterwards. Where the fuck is his spider sense, man? Where is it? I mean, he should be able to determine what's real and what's fake from his spider sense. I mean, he did eventually hone it around the end. Okay, I was like, all right, finally. So I had to remember that he's still kind of brand new into his powers. So I guess that explains that. But, you know, during the whole time when he was just getting destroyed by Mysterio with these illusions, I was just like, your spider sense is tingling. What's going on here? You don't sense any of this shit? Or they call it, what, the Peter tingle or whatever the fuck it's called? What they call it in the movie?
Peter tingle.
Yeah. Like I said, they cleaned that up.
Do you guys think that Marvel and Sony is going to continue this partnership, given the previous, back in 2017, that Sony said that after this agreement's over, that they're going to separate their ways from Marvel?
I mean, they got a good working relationship. Why would you sever the ties? You're both getting money. This is a joint collaboration.
Getting money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Sony,
Sony essentially gets paid to lease Spider-Man over to Marvel. They won't sell the rights back, but basically Marvel went to them and said, okay, we'll make the movies. You sit back and collect the check. So right. It's literally like the best situation you could ever be in. The problem is, like most humans, people get greedy and then they start doing stupid shit. So Sony's got the point since Venom worked of going, oh, so we could take Spider-Man back and make him work now. If they have half a brain, they'd understand that Disney and Marvel have a shit ton of money. And they're only going to get more. This shit is getting ridiculous now. Like, I feel sorry for the other studios. But if they're wise, they'll sit down and they'll renegotiate and let Marvel keep him. And what they'll do is either allow him to come back for Venom movies if you want him incorporated in that, or do the best thing that you can do, which is let Tom Holland come over to the MCU and incorporate Venom into the Spider-Verse over here. And just sit back and collect the check.
they kind of somewhat introduced the multiverse theory. I mean, we don't know if that was a bullshit from Mysterio or if it was legit. We don't know.
I actually believe it's a teaser for where they're going. Especially right. if Spider-Man continues to be successful like it has been and it makes the money it's making, and especially after Spider-Verse working so well as an animated movie, I think that that's definitely in the realm moving forward.
I agree.
No, the problem is Venom rode the curtails of everybody's on comic movies now. And so people went out to go see it. If Marvel's reign of success didn't exist, I don't think Venom does as good as it did.
I agree.
So now Sony is just on some bullshit and they need to sit back and understand, like, no, this is the perfect situation. We literally have to do nothing but collect a check. Why not do it? Nothing else. You just go to the negotiating table and say, well, you're going to pay us more. Mm-hmm. Marvel will write the check. I mean, shit, they gave the Russo brothers $1 billion to shoot two movies. Money ain't going nowhere. And it made what? What are we at now? 245 million off of beating Avatar? Shit.
27.5 the last I heard.
Just ask for more money. Marvel will write the check, because at this point, you can't afford to lose Tom Holland.
Marvel has helped Spider-Man in more ways than one. When Sony had went through all those problems, they went through the hack. Amazing Spider-Man 2 came out after that. And Disney, Marvel revamped Spider-Man. I guess it was supposed to be a third Amazing Spider-Man movie. And then literally within a press release, instilled hope that people will see Spider-Man again. You should probably continue doing that. I guess we can talk about the end of the movie, the very end, and I guess reveal that J. Jonah Jameson is still J. Jonah Jameson from the original Spider-Man trilogy. How did you?
Give them kudos for getting J.K. Simmons to come back and do the role, because I don't see anybody else playing that role effectively.
Right, he was J. Jonah Jameson. Like, there's no one else, and that was perfect. It was unexpected. I did not expect that. It worked out. It seemed like it kind of tied into the Spider-Man video game too, because it seemed that the Daily Bugle was a podcast or something like that, or like a web episode or something like that. Podcast and a video game. So that was kind of cool. But I got to remember, this is Sony as well as Marvel. So it would make sense that they kind of tied, had some type of similarities between this movie and the video game. That was great.
It caught me off guard when I did see him. I was like, oh, okay. If you paid attention to the movie, there was a gazillion Easter eggs. Anything that had a license plate number or any kind of number that you saw in film attributed to something. Like the first issue where Hydra Man showed up, like you saw all the numbers or the letters ASM. It was a very good movie. Hopefully they continue with the Easter eggs and all the meanings behind it. That's all I really have on that part.
Mysterio revealing that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
I thought that was refreshing. Now it's not a predictable, oh, okay, well, he's going into 11th grade. It's going to be the same stuff. And now you have the oh shit moment, like, hey, what's he going to do in this point? How are you going to rethink everything and have him still continue his superhero life?
Yeah, I was like, oh, snap, what the hell?
I didn't see it coming. I thought it was a nice way to kind of tie to the Civil War comic storyline, because you couldn't do it in Civil War since he was just getting introduced. The thing that I liked most about it was, to me, it's Marvel's way of saying Spider-Man is going to have consequences moving forward, because now the secret's out there. Pictures have been shown all over the city. Like, you can't hide from it now. Literally everybody you care about is in danger. And to me, it was a good setup, because it made me think back to Homecoming at the post-credit scene when the Vulture got asked. Dude said, yeah, I heard you, you know who Spider-Man is, and he goes to school with your daughter. And he said, nah, I don't know who he is, because if he was, I'd have killed him. That's a lie now. So what are the ramifications of him lying that? And then what happens, because now to me, if all of them team up, and then does that end up building up and leading up to the Sinister Six at some point? At some point, Peter's going to get out of high school, and stuff's going to get more real as time goes on. It's definitely got real now that everybody knows this dude is Spider-Man. And the other big question I have, and that I'm still wondering, is Mysterio really dead, or was that just another illusion? And he's actually alive and got away or something? Because that's one problem that Marvel always had, is that they kill off their villains too quick.
He's alive.
And kill off the good villains.
Oh, they killed the good villains, you mean.
Yeah. So I'm hoping they keep him around.
But for some reason, I still think he's alive, for the simple fact, well, when he put on the glasses, Edith, and he was like, are there any illusions or something like that? She was like, no illusions are around, some shit like that. Maybe he just faked like he was dead. The simplest illusion is just acting. If you think about it, he could have just been acting like he was dead. It's not like he checked his vitals.
Right.
He could have just been faking. I mean, because you got to remember, like, Mysterio is a master manipulator, a master illusionist. The best way to trick somebody is to fake something that looks real. So he could have just been acting as a plur, how they say, playing possum. So maybe he was playing possum or some shit. He was a pretty decent villain. One of the best so far.
Spider-Man has always had really strong villains. Even the Amazing Spider-Man, their villains weren't that.
No, Jamie Foxx and that comb over, dude.
Well, yeah, okay.
The villain, Electro, is actually a good villain, but the portrayal was horrible. That was bad, man. I didn't see Captain Marvel because I just didn't really care to see Captain Marvel. The second end credit scene with the Skrulls. So what exactly does that mean?
So in Captain Marvel, she goes off to say the Skrulls to find someplace to live and get away from the Kree. The guy that you saw and the girl, they're married. That's Talos, and I forgot the girl's name. Anyway, that's his wife. It's because Nick Fury knew who they were by the end of Captain Marvel and all that. So essentially what it means is somewhere along the line between Captain Marvel and, what did that say, probably 91 or 92, something like that.
Right.
Up till now, which according to the timeline, Spider-Man is like 2023. So at some point between that timeline, Nick Fury started working with the Skrulls. And essentially, the biggest question now is, okay, he's in space. And apparently he's been in space this whole time that Spider-Man's occurring, at least. Because the director did come out and confirm that he was at Tony Stark's funeral. So that was him. So after the funeral, clearly he left for space. Talos and his wife, they played Maria Hill and Nick Fury. The biggest question now is, how many more Skrulls exist down on Earth and are playing other people? And then what are he doing in space with a Skrull crew? Which it looks like he's developing a station, which is probably Storm, which stood for something, but I forget what. And I think it's also Marvel's way of nodding to what Feige already said before, which is the next phase. Sword. Yeah, that's right. My bad. Matt got it right. I think it's a nod to Feige saying the next phase will primarily be cosmic.